Thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. We will be with you shortly. Joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. Before we bring her in, as a reminder, if you want to sow a seed into the life of the apostle, you can do so two ways. My phone number is 302 401 8574. You can call me. We can do a transaction over the phone, and it's safe and secure, and you can also get a receipt. You can also send it through mail, and the address is 2144 Kimball, K-I-M-B as in boy, A-L-L, Circle, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23455. And if you didn't catch the address, hopefully you got my phone number. You can just call me and I can give you the address. Okay, Pastor Wade, your microphone is now live.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Certainly, I'm honored, blessed, and glad to be with you on this Tuesday. I've missed you in the past 2 weeks, but as the saints of old used to say, I've been on the battlefield for my Lord, and so grateful for the travel time and all that God has done while we were out and preparing to get ready, get geared up to go back out again. And so just grateful to God. Before I start rambling on, let me just say I just thank the Lord for Pastor Patricia Benneman, Glory United Ministries, and Dr. Gregory Scott. As always, we honor God for them, for their life, and for how they sow into the lives of the people. For Pastor Gwen Merrill, continue to pray for her as she goes and moves through some processes in her life, that God is yet a healer, and we thank God that he will heal and touch her eyes and that all is well for what she needs. And also for Rhonda, as she is the engineer for this program, we thank God for her, the sacrifice of time, and that God will bless her. Amen, for the time that she is sowing into all of us. Amen. Well, I just want to tell you, we had such a phenomenal time on the road. I did some really strange flying going from the West Coast back to the East Coast, but certainly we are grateful to God for all that he did and just meeting us. Alabama, I will say, God just met us in Alabama with Dr. Laura Thompson. We call her God Mom, and I tell you, God just really met us there during those times. My brothers and sisters from Arizona were there. People were there from all over. Prophet Tanzi came in from Oklahoma. People came in from New Orleans and Virginia and just all different places, Texas and Tennessee. And we just thank God for just meeting us there and that we had such a wonderful time, that God is speaking a clear word. He has created a sentence for us, for the body of Christ, and he is releasing this sentence throughout the earth. And can I tell you, it's not a sentence of the get-rich-quick scheme and all of that. It is a sentence that is denoting the promises of God and how he is fulfilling his word, that much of what we waited for has been made manifest. It continues to deal with us in the body of Christ being repositioned in our thinking, in our heart, in how we carry ourselves. It's a total repositioning of who we are so that we are ready to collect the release that is about to happen. And can I tell you, there is a phenomenal release going on. God Mom continued to say when we were in Alabama that we were getting ready, that she prayed that night. I had her. I said, come on, God Mom, and pray for me, because I opened the conference up. I said, come on and pray for me. She said, you really want me to do it? I said, yes, ma'am. She grabbed my hands and she began to pray. And her cry was, God, give us an open heaven and don't seal it this week. That let us experience all of you. And I tell you, I am so grateful to God, because we saw, you know, just how God began to manifest. Many times people think that an open heaven is about folks just jumping and shouting and jumping and shouting. No, no, no. Normally you're collecting information. Normally God is releasing stuff and he's pushing things into your spirit and he's surrounding you with the right people and he's causing things, miracles, testimonies to begin to happen. He challenged you to step out on faith. And one of the things that the Lord said to us during the conference, it was that he was showing us how he was going to bless his people, and he was doing a quick thing for a quick thing. If you just had that little bit of faith, amen, there was a quick thing that was going to be done. And I'm telling you, God just met us. And I want to share the end piece of what the Lord even gave me about though that time and the message that he gave me. The Lord began to even show me something further. So I'm sharing with you the end part of what it is that the Lord gave me after I left there, continuing with the same sentence that he had released unto us during the time that we were there. And I made a note of the sentence that the Lord gave me. This is what the Lord gave to me. Now, this sentence came about as the Lord began to through the messages of myself, Dr. Amanda Goodson, and Apostle Arthur Tickney. And so the sentence is, it says, the dead can rise now because you got out of your mind. That's what Dr. Goodson talked to us about. You got out of your mind. You are no more slaves. Glory to God. And you are not bastards. I mean, you have a daddy who is taking care of his kids. He's there for us. He's watching over us. He sees us. He takes ownership of us, good, bad, or indifferent. He is that God. And so that's the sentence that the Lord had begun to speak to me about. And then even on today, just when I began, I've been thinking about it, you know, since the conference ended, we were there. And so I got home probably early Monday morning is when I got home, and I think everybody else probably now is at home, but I've not stopped thinking about what God had began to speak unto us and the word. And so anyway, I shared the scripture in Genesis, but I want to share the end piece, and I want to tell you what the thoughts is that the Lord gave me. Genesis 31, verse number 42. Verse number 40, well, I'll share 41. I'll add 41. And it says, thus have I been 20 years in the house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for the cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction. Hear me now. God has seen my affliction. Amen. Whatever the thing that's disabling us, no matter what it is, what, you know, it could be a physical sickness, it could be an action, a response, a need, whatever the affliction is, he says, God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and he rebuked you yesternight. Some version said, and last night. Glory to God. And so, and I began to read that and think about that. And so, but the Lord had said to me, he said that the people, he said, first of all, as I prepare the release that I have, your name is on a release. And I want you to continue to repeat that to yourself. My name is on a release. God has a release that's just for me. And so I want you to begin to speak that word over yourself. The Bible tells us, it says that with discipline, that discipline is not an easy thing always. You got to discipline yourself. Get yourself together. Amen. The discipline brings no joy. Sometimes it causes us to grieve and feel pain. But afterwards, there is a peace of fruit, of the fruit of righteousness, amen, that we have been trained. And God has trained many of us through our hard times, through our no's, through our waiting, through our closed door, through our loneliness, through our tears, through our frustrations. We've had some on-the-job training. And so God has begun to train us, because the training is preparing us for the release that God has for us. Amen. His plans are amazing for our life. Can I tell you, when I begin to see, we got to change what we see. See the amazing things for your life. See the things that cause you to smile, that'll make you happy. See the beautiful things that belong to you. See yourself living the life that you were created to live. See yourself doing what you want to do, not being bound by others or other situations. Why? Because God wants to fulfill your dreams. He wants us to live a life of blessing, hope, and promise. Yes, he does. He wants us to experience joy, happiness, good health. He wants us to have all of those things, but we've got to ask ourselves if we are willing to do our part, because God is going to do his part. We've got to trust him and believe his word that he is going to do his part. And the more we lean on him, amen, through that process, the sooner we will be ready for whatever God has prepared for us. And can I tell you, it's a special release just for you. What area do you need a release from? God has a special release just for you. What is the answer? What is the thing? What is the response? God has one just for you, because if he didn't, amen, he would be just like man. And the Bible says he's not a man that he would lie. Amen. He promised us he's not going to leave us barren. There is no emptiness in us when we trust him. Look, people often, you've heard people say, talk about the winter, your winter season. And when you think about the winter season says that everything is dying, everything is bare. You know, it's like in the natural, you know, in the wintertime, the leaves, the beautiful fall leaves and everything have begun, if they're not already gone, to dry up. Some fall to the ground as the cold begins to set in. Things are shriveling up and the beauty is gone. That's the way some of us have had the winter seasons of our life. It's like, God, the beauty is gone. Somebody may say, well, God, I don't even really know when the beauty was there because it's been so long. But the winter of your life, amen, where things look like they have completely died off, amen, it's also the season of preparation. God is preparing you to receive the relief. And so you're in the time of preparation. Glory to God. Amen. That even in the wintertime, when the roots of the trees is still there, while everything else is still dead and falling to the ground, the tree still has roots. For the trees that have sap on the inside, amen, or the good soil, those things are still there. The temperature change has caused the response to look differently, but what belongs to the tree is still there. And so some of us have gone through some temperature changes in our life, and it looks differently, but can I tell you, the provisions of God, they are still there. Amen. God is getting us ready. He's pushing us. He's nudging us. He said, look, I want to get you out of your comfort zone because I have something planned for you, and it is simply amazing. Oftentimes, so many people are saying, you know, I need to call this one to pray for me and this one because I need an answer for God. But can I tell you, sometimes you got to look within yourself because you're overwhelmed with the dead thing. You forgot that you still have the ability to produce. There is something still in you. That tree may look dead, but it still has some good roots. Glory to God. It still has a foundation, and it is still able to produce. And so you got to begin to look within yourself and say, God, show me what I need to do. Discipline me. Discipline is not easy, but God, discipline me so that I can make myself ready for this specialty that you have for me, for this blessing that you have for me, for this change that you have for me. God, bless my mind, my emotions. Bring those things into control. Glory to God. Sometimes we are so overwhelmed that we're just crying and wondering, oh my God, am I ever going to see the better, have the better, do the better, live the better, be happy? You know, am I going to have these things? Is my business going to grow? Are my finances ever going to get in order? Is my health ever going to be restored to great health? Are any of those things going to happen? And can I tell you, I believe that God will give you a yes if you do your part to discipline yourself and come in alignment with God's belief system and to believe him. I believe that, listen, I have such crazy faith that if you have, let's just say if you have blood pressure or high blood pressure or diabetes or something like that, but if your faith is so crazy and if the diagnosis never leaves your body, that the healing process can still happen, that the doctors can see a diagnosis, but God has you so healthy that all they're reading is numbers. All they're reading is charts. In their mind, they're seeing that you have something that God says, I'm going to let them see because they don't have the faith to believe. The doctors don't, they don't know what I'm doing on the innermost part of you. And you may have the diagnosis, but you don't have the ailment. You don't have the symptoms. You don't have the problems. Because why? You have come into alignment with God's a belief system, and you are trusting God that he has a release for you that's going to blow your mind and the minds of anybody else that's looking at you, because he wants to do the incredible thing, because he wants us to do incredible things, and we've got to trust him, and we've got to get out of our comfort zone, because we've been comfortable in the winter months. We've been comfortable in the winter season. We've been comfortable when the things seem to be falling apart. You know, in the wintertime and when it gets cold and things begin to dry up and your lips get chapped and your skin get dry. You know, even for people that really love winter, those things still can happen, but they love it. But many times you make an adjustment, you have to cover yourself in a different way. Can I tell you that if you're in the winter of your life, you got to now cover yourself in a different way. Glory to God. You might need a new prayer partner. Glory to God. You might need to connect with a new ministry that's building you up. Glory to God. You might need to understand, amen, that God wants to do something so radical for you, you got to connect with somebody that has radical faith. Glory to God. Not just somebody that will tell you the same thing over and over again that God's going to do it, but somebody that will stand with you and command that open heaven. Glory to God. And when the heaven open up over your life, they'll understand that something so powerful and so supernatural, glory to God, will begin to manifest. Listen, we had times like that in the service while we were in Alabama. We watched God, and just people having testimonies and God opening doors and making ways. And yeah, I was talking to Jeray from Arizona, yeah, a part of the testimony, glory to God. And her testimony under this open heaven is that what they told her she wasn't qualified for because she had not worked on the job long enough, and they had told her that while she was in Arizona at work. She's in Alabama now in the conference under an open heaven where her mind, amen, and her thoughts have been elevated, where she's believing God like she's never believed before, and she's trusting God. And so she said to me, she said, Apostle Wade, I'm going to have me one of them testimonies that you said people are going to have before the end of the week. And she came to me the next day. She said, I got an email from my job. She said, and my job just offered me the position that they said I couldn't have because I haven't been at the job long enough because I'm new and you need to be there at least a year. Glory to God. And I said, wow, praise God. I said, honey, we're so excited because when God begins to pour the release on us, when the release begins to happen, it's designed just for you. And when God designs it for you, it's going to happen the way he said it and according to his time. I said, you get ready for the blessing, the increased finances. Amen. I said, this thing is signed, sealed, and delivered. She said, yes, ma'am, I am praising and rejoicing in God. She said, because I got a testimony the next day. Glory to God. She came back to to me later on, hallelujah, on that Friday, I believe it was, and she said, Apostle Wade, she said, my job just sent me the letter certifying that I have the position. What am I saying? That God, when he releases the promise unto you, so he's going to certify it, amen. He's going to make sure that it's signed, sealed, and delivered directly to you because it belongs to you. You have to trust God like never before. You have to trust God like never before. You have to, I'm going to say it again, you have to trust God like never before. God is doing some awesome and amazing things. Amen. This is, amen, the time. And I've been saying that, and I will say it until December the 31st, 2017, until God give me another message, because he said in this year that he was going to bless his people in abundance. He said in this year that he was going to allow us, glory to God, to stand in the midst of overflow. He said in this year that there will be provisions and healings and miracles, that those things will begin to happen. God said it. He said that we'll begin to speak things that quickly, according to his will, quickly, that there will be a response. Listen, the Lord said to Dr. Amanda Goodson on Thursday, and God does stuff, my, in such unusual ways. And she was praying and ministering to people, and then she stopped, and she said, who is Ann? Who is Ann? And so everybody's looking around in the church, and there was no Ann in the church. And we went on, and so she came over by me again, and she said, who is Ann? Is there Ann? There's Ann in here. And then she left, and the Lord said, tell her your middle name is Ann. Mm. And I started not to say it. And I said, my middle name is Ann. And she came, and it was like there was a floodgate from heaven. And she began to prophesy to me, glory to God. And the Lord said to me, I asked the Lord later that night, I said, God, I said, why would you give her the name Ann instead of saying Cheryl? And the Lord said to me, because Cheryl was too easy. So she didn't know your middle name. He said, but I wanted the people to know that I had a release that was just for you. And he said that she never knew your middle name, but every time she walked near you, she picked up that Ann. And then when she went to the other side, she didn't say it. And then when she walked near me again, she said it. He said, but I was showing the people, my God, how I will design a word just for you that's going to meet you where you are. And one of the things that she spoke, she said that Apostle Wade, she said the Lord is saying that he has assigned people to bless you and to give you seed and to sow finances. And you know, I'm like, oh, well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And then we're going to leave that alone. Glory to God. And we left it alone. Remember now, we're operating under the open heaven where God has granted access for the relief, the heaven and earth agreement to begin to manifest. And I said, praise the Lord. On the glory to God, that by the end of that night, there was a lady that had told them at the beginning of service that she had a testimony to share. Because after all, God said we're going to have some testimony. And so the lady got up and she began to have share her testimony and all that her family had went through, had a fire, and Dr. Thompson and them had let them live in one of the church houses for a year and a half, but the Lord was just blessing them and blessing them and blessing them. And she said, I had ministered to her the night before on that Wednesday, don't remember, but she said that I did, and she said I was so blessed. She said, and I told the Lord on Wednesday that I wanted to do something to bless you. She said, but I didn't have anything. She said, on Thursday, she said her friend called her and wanted to know, look, have you not been getting your messages? Why have you not responded to me? And she said, well, no, my phone was broken, so I don't have any messages. And so she said she left alone. She said her friend said, check the messages. She said, well, she still didn't have any. New phone, old messages didn't come in. So she called her friend. No, her friend called her back and said, look, you still haven't responded to me. And so she said that she told her friend, can you just please send me the messages again, because I'm not getting them. The messages were dated. The messages were dated from June 26th. remember now, God will make a special provision for you. He will do something so special for you that it will blow the minds of the people. June 26th is when her friend had been trying to reach her, call her, send her messages. No response. Didn't know she was having phone issues, was not with the phone for a while. She's just getting the phone. And so the friend sent the messages, and one of the messages said that you were in my spirit. Somebody blessed me with some money, and the Lord told me that I needed to send you $700. I've already sent them $700 June 26th. I sent the $700, and the money is there. Go pick it up. So now she's just now finding out about this money being there on what was Wednesday's date, like July the 12th. And she's just now finding out about this money being there. And so she said she went and got the money. She said, and when she got the money, she said that the Lord said, you told me last night that you wanted to bless Apostle Wade. And she said, yes, God. And she said that the Lord told her, bless her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. She came to church. She shared her testimony. She asked me. She said, come up there. I just thought she wanted me up there. She said, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. She gave me 100 for the Father, 100 for the Son, and 100 for the Holy Ghost. God will do things like that, my God. Something that was already in motion June 26th. But the release didn't happen until June 12th because God was doing something so phenomenal. And I just heard the Holy Ghost say to somebody, if he told you to sow a seed into anybody, it could be one of your kids. Whoever he told you, God said, don't overthink it. Sow the seed and stop wondering that if you sow the seed, if you're going to have enough. Glory to God. Stop wondering that I better hold on to it until I get this other money. God says, sow the seed. It could be to your next door neighbor, your church, your pastor, whatever the person that he tells you, release the seed because there is something that's carved out related to that seed that's going to bless you and bless the person that you give it to. So the lady says that as she's making the calls, now this is, we backing up, she's already decided that she was going to do what the Lord said. But listen, that's discipline. Decide you're going to do what the Lord said. And so that's what she did. She said she got a call. Because remember I told you their house had burned down. They had been living in the church houses for a year and a half. And so they didn't have to move, but then, you know, God was just getting things ready for them. After she goes to pick the money up, she gets a call from somebody that gives them a 3-bedroom livable trailer to live in. Gives them. God is doing great things for his people. He's doing such supernatural, my shot. He's doing such supernatural things. Amen. But we've got to get ourselves disciplined to the fact, amen, that we've got to trust God because he has our best interest at heart. Amen. He wants us to possess. We got to get out of our comfort zone. Glory to God. We've got to begin to stretch ourselves. If we stretch ourselves, we'll begin to step into new places. If we stretch ourselves, amen, then we'll understand that there is nobody like our God. God wants us to trust him by doing what he wants us to do and going. That's somebody, you keep talking about going in ministry. I hear your spirit. Amen. You keep talking about doing what the Lord say. Amen. It's time for you to move by going where he wants you to go. Amen. We must learn to let go of what we had before and take hold of something new. Glory to his wonderful name. God is making preparations for us like never before. George Meyer said this, She said a lot has to happen on the inside of us before we are ready to handle the future God has for us. But when you discipline, get yourself ready to say, God, let me live in an open heaven. God, and for, let me live it. I just want to live in it. In where the things where I'm being fed, where I'm getting information, where the releases are happening on my life. God, I just want to live in that open heaven like never before. Hallelujah. 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 And I promise you, that if you get yourself ready, if you get yourself ready to say, God, I see that I have the ability to receive. I see that I have the ability to be. I see I have the ability for whatever you say. I see those things. I see them. Nobody has to call me in the line, prophesy to me, God, I see those things. I see those things, and it is time for me. And listen, when you struggle with it, go back to the word in Genesis where Jacob was talking. Jacob's like, I've been through all manner of stuff. Man, Laban, I've done, amen, everything that you wanted me to do, I did it to get two of your daughters, amen, lives. I did it. And every time you could pull a fast one on me, you tried to pull a fast one. He said, every time I tried to do it, he said I was supposed to work for cattle for 6 years, but you kept changing my wages. You kept on making me to get less than what I was supposed to be. Some of us have been in there, but he said, at this point, I understand, hallelujah, that in the midst of my affliction, that God has seen me. He saw me. He saw the labor of my hands, and because God sees me, so you got to work toward what you want. Work toward your blessing. Work toward your healing. Hello, how you doing? Work toward, work toward it. And when you begin to work toward it, you'll say, as Jacob said, but God rebuked you last night. What are we talking to? We're talking to the devourer. We're talking about everything that will set you apart from the promises, from the unique and special blessing that God has for you. Amen. That God rebuked it last night. Glory to God. When is the last night? When my mind arrived at morning. That's when last night. When my mind arrived at a new day to say that I won't stay in the place of doubt and despair, hurt and dysfunction, unforgiveness, lack, loneliness. I won't stay there. That's when last night is. Glory to God. But because that's my last night, my mind is in a healthy place because I'm disciplining myself. I'm saying it's going to hurt me to let go of the misery that I've been company with, but it's time for us to part ways. Why is it going to hurt? Because you're going to feel strange and you're going to feel different because you're used to certain things being attached to you, and when you break away, there's an empty feeling for a season, but it's only for a very short season. That when you discipline yourself and realize that God is in it with you, and if we trust him and never doubt him, that all things will work together. All things will work together for the good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited about that. If nobody else is excited, I'm excited. Come on, hit that one on your phone. Amen. Let me hear your thoughts. Amen. Let me hear your brief comment, a testimony. Let me hear something, prayer request. Just go ahead and begin to hit that one. Remember, don't only hit it one time. If you've already hit it more than once, then you have to hit it again because you mute yourself when you hit it more than once. Amen. And if your phone is on mute, take that off. Can I tell you, it's time for God to arise in our life and the enemies be scattered, and we have the ability to push those things toward manifestation. I believe God. I believe him. I believe that there is something so powerful that's coming to the earth realm. I am teaching that everywhere I go. Amen. I'll preach it, amen, wherever it is, because this is that day. This is that day. We've had all kinds of remedies and thoughts and everything that the saints of God have said down through the year, but I believe that this is that day, that God is showing himself mightily amongst the people of God. Amen. And I'm excited. How about you? Well, Sister Rhonda, if you have anybody that have pushed one on that phone, come on in and let me know. I want to hear from you, dear people.
8166, your microphone is live.
Thank you, Apostle Wade. Mama Rosa.
Hey, dog.
I had surgery 2 months ago.
Yeah.
My body and myself have not been right since. I was going down, down, down. I was lightheaded every time I stood up. My blood pressure got down to 106 over 60.
Oh.
My blood pressure is 131. The only time I could get it to 131 is if I was laying flat on my back. Yesterday, I made up in my mind when I went to the doctor. I said, this is over. I said, whatever this is, it's over today. So you said yesterday it's over? It was over yesterday. I got up this morning. I mopped my floors. I swept. I picked up. I cleaned up. I'm sewing. He has given me the ability to get my wealth. I am sewing. I am making money today. I'm going like, Lord, that thing has to break. And it did. Oh, your word is just confirmation to me. I thank God for you and that word, because it was just like, yes, that's exactly what's going on.
Yes,
I am
God.
Not adopted.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Would you say I'm not adopted?
I'm not adopted.
Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. That is Mama Rosa calling from Tucson, Arizona. Amen. God, we agree with her. We thank you for the change on yesterday that you rebuked that whatever devourer that would come in and want to sap her of her health and her strength. God, we thank you that she made her own declaration on yesterday before this program even was set up. Father, we thank you. Come on, Rhonda. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
4889, your microphone's on.
Good evening, Apostle Wade. This is Chantella. I caught the end of your message, but I'm thankful I was able to get on. I definitely have confirmation in my life as far as just God sticking to what he said he was going to do. He never lied. He can never lie. And so for us to trust him is I don't know anything else to do but to trust him. He shows himself time and time again. So, in fact, you said yesterday is over. I've been declaring there's some things that God has said he was going to do, and I know that he's going to do it, but I also recognize that I have to do my part as well.
Yes.
And so being disciplined to do that has been the challenge. I have caught myself wavering, knowing that I have to complete certain tasks in order to see the full manifestation of what he's saying. But if we could just stay focused, stay disciplined into what God is saying, that he's going, where he's going to take us and what he wants to do, he's going to do his part. We just got to do our part.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. She said that he's going to do his part. We have to do our part. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. Glory to God. Love you, Chantella. Love you, love you, love you. Thank God for that word that you just shared. Rhonda?
That was the last one as of name.
Glory to God. Amen. Remember, if you have anything to share, say, or prayer request, I would need you to press 1, and Rhonda will see you light up on the board, and then we can bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Rhonda, do you have anybody?
9027, your microphone is live.
Apostle, this is Allie Martin. That message really blew my mind, because this is what I was thinking of today. I had sent out some text messages to some good friends of mine as far as moving forward, the encouragement, that fear factor. But when you said that there's change, and also you had said as far as disciplining yourself, I said, Lord, that was just confirmation again. I heard it earlier, but this is confirmation tonight. It just blew my mind.
Wow. Wow. Praise God. Amen. We're excited. We agree with whatever you trust God for, Ms. Martin. We agree with you. We thank God for you. I love you. I appreciate you calling in, being supportive. Amen. And the best is yet to come. Prophesy that to yourself. Girl, stand in front of a mirror and get a sister girl attitude with it. You know, because some people can be real cute and princes in life, but when you get a sister girl attitude with the crook in your neck and you say it like you mean it, the best is yet to come. Amen. It is a statement full of power and strength. God's got your back, and I believe it. Amen. Rhonda, glory to God.
0381, your microphone is live.
Apostle Wade, this is Sister Hazel calling. I want you to know that message lifted me, and I just sense a shifting. Hallelujah. I feel like running around this house. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
I feel when you said being with people that really, what you would say, being getting with people that can take you somewhere.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I thank God for I feel the stand. I believe in the release that you talked about and all those things that you have that confirmation in my spirit. God bless you.
Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Evangelist Hazel calling from New York, upstate New York. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And we just thank God for you. You too, prophesy to yourself. The best is yet to come. One of the things that she said is surrounding yourself with the right people. Listen, let me tell you something. Today is not the day to stay in dead places unless you decide that you want to stay dead. You have to be in the place where the life, the liberty, and the freedom of God is. And it's not being about being connected with folks or being afraid to disconnect from people because it's family ministry, family church, you know, because you've been there so time, many times, you know, you don't need 20 folk or 10 folk or 2 folk or 1 folk to tell you that when it's time for you to hear God and find the right place for you. So many times people stay in dead situations because it's all they know. And what that says is that I don't trust God to carry me to the right place, that I move at the inkling or the decision-making power of man. And God is saying, you got to stop that and you got to trust me. Because if you stay around people that don't want you to grow, amen, that don't want you to be empowered, if you stay around people where you can go, and let's just use church for example. Some folk can go to church, walk in the door, and can tell you every song that's going to be sung, every scripture going to be read, who going to wave their hand, who going to clap their hand, how long it's going to be, what the offering will look like, and nobody is having an encounter with God because all of they're doing is repeating the learned behavior that they have set under so long. And it's the same way, not just in church, but even on your job. Glory to God, that if you're in a dead place, you got to trust God. Amen. It could be a roommate that you're living with. It could be the town or the city that you're living with. Amen. You've got to surround yourself in a positive environment, in a healthy environment. It's just like, let's just go back to a tree. It's just like a tree. You can plant a seed for a tree, but if the soil is unhealthy, it's going to die. It's the same way when being around dead things. Glory to God. Come on, Sister Rhonda.
No other person has pressed
Glory
one.
To God. Amen. Hallelujah. If anyone else has
a
question.
Wait a minute. 2359, you're live.
Hi, I'm an apostle. It's Beverly. How are you?
Hey, darling. How you doing?
Okay. I just want to thank God for opening doors. You know, I was so frustrated trying to find a job, trying to kill anybody at my job now. And I said today that I had enough. I didn't want to do it anymore. So I got a call from a job that is from everybody, which made me skeptical about taking it. But instead of me going in September, they now want me to come in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, as scary as it is, I'm putting in my notice and away from everybody else, but I'm going to believe that since he opened this door, this is where he wants to be.
Listen, the reality is that if God be for you, who can be against you? And the thing of it is the comfort zone, September. The comfort zone says, that I have all the time that me, Beverly, needs, that I can plan, I can do this, I can do that, I can put things in order the way I want to do, I can handle my business the way I want to do, I can pack my house up, I can do everything I want, and I can have everything done the way I want in September. 2 weeks said, there is some God kind of faith that I really need to activate right about now, because what I could have did on my own in September, I can't even see how it'll all get done in 2 weeks. And so, God, now I have to lean not unto my own understanding, but I'm about to acknowledge you in all of this, that this 2 weeks is you. And, Father, we just thank you that while she's making the decision to go to this next new place in her life, that God, you are setting her up for a blessing. We thank you for the finance, and God, shift her finances even up from where she thought they were going to be. Give her a sign and a blessing in the midst of it, that she'll know that this 2 weeks, 14 days, the double covenant blessing, glory to God, amen, is happening just for her. That you're setting her up for a great day, and we thank you for it. God, I thank you for more sudden testimonies of the people that are on this call tonight, that you'll do some sudden, that for some people you're going to have to move some things out of their life, God. For some, you're going to have to bring some things in their life. Some, you're going to challenge us to do different, be different, look different, respond different. But in all our ways, we're going to have to acknowledge you just like Beverly is, because September and 2 weeks are two totally different things. But, Father, we thank you right now for blessing her the more in Jesus' name. Come on, Rhonda, you have anybody else in Jesus' name?
No, nobody else.
Glory to
God. Okay, hold on. Somebody else popped up. Hold on. 9945.
Hi, Apostle. This is Rose.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, here's my situation. I heard what you said. I agree with everything that you said. I have recently decided to go in another direction in my life, and it was something that was talked about when I was 17, 18 years old. I didn't pay any attention to it because my father was very strict. He said no.
Right.
Now at 62, the thought came back into my mind, and so now I'm pursuing it. My problem or my issue is I believe this is the direction that my father wants me to go. I'm talking about God. Wants me to go. But my problem is the constant reassurance. Like for like today, I was speaking with a friend of mine, and I called him up and I told him the situation, and he said to me, he said, Rose, he says, I hear the Lord say, go for it, and that you are you're three years behind. So I was, you know, I was like, okay. And then what I did was I called somebody and I told them what was told to me. And that person kind of like went off on me and said, why is it that you always you get an answer or you feel that this is the direction that you want to go, but you still keep seeking answers or seeking reassurance. That's what it is.
Right. And so what you have to do is trust the God in you. You know, sometimes we continue to respond from things that were spoken in our lives as children, you know, especially by our parents, that, you know, when they had their belief and their belief system was planted in us, and sometimes it's still in there. And so you let it fall by the wayside when you were younger, and now that you're older, it never left you. It's just been uncovered. And now that it's been uncovered, you're struggling to believe, really, God, at this age and this time? And God is saying, but can you trust me? Because the woman of God already said that I have some releases that are so peculiar, but your name is on them. They won't look like what other people think, but your name is on them. And whatever God called you to do, you're going to have to step out on faith, and you're going to have to walk the talk, hold your head up, outstretch yourself, and trust God. and trust God. Strut your trust God. That's why I hear him say, glory to God. He's got it. And anything, you can't let anything, any place and position. And listen, if where you live is not conducive for the blessing of God, then you have another prayer place that you need to go in God to say, God, am I even living in the right city, the right town? Do I make moves? How do I get access? Who do I need to connect with to bring me to that place? Because I'm about to step out and launch out in the deep. I'm about to step into a place that I've never done, but I'm about to blow my own mind to somebody else that is 62 years old that you're going to do for me what that wasn't done when I was 17. He's that kind of God. And so you got to have the confidence in yourself. You need to take daily moments in your mirror and prophesy to yourself in that mirror. Speak life to yourself. Speak to the beautiful you. Speak to the girl that God created you to be, the woman that he created you to be, you know, and just hold your head up and say, God, I'm going to trust you. That I'm going to trust you. I'm going to launch out into a place. Because, listen, I always tell people the worst thing is that if it don't come out the way you think, you regroup and try another plan. Because if God is leading you there, there is a way to get to what God wants to lead you to. And so I'm believing with you, Rose. I am praying with you that there is no fear, amen, that you won't let no thing or no people, because sometimes we are held back from pursuing our destiny. We are held back because of what people say, or because of jobs, or because we got houses and cars and all of those stuff. But I'm telling you now, if you really trust God, just say, God, help me to make the decision that I need to make outside of everything that I see, everything that I'm connected with, everything that I'm wearing. You know, because sometimes we, Lord, have those, Lord, how am I going to do this? Well, Lord, I got to do that. See, I can know that's part of Bev's issue, too, that God, how am I going to do this? And God said, I'm getting ready to test you. 2 weeks, that's what you got. 2 weeks, I open the door, I bless you, I move to a new location. You said you want to do something different. What different is happening for Beverly right now? And that's what he's saying to you, Rose. He said, differently is staring in your face and saying, now, are you going to connect with me? Because this different is going to be a blessing. This different is going to keep that beautiful smile on your face. That's what this different is going to do. But you got to connect with me and know that God has you right in the midst of what is in your heart, and that no matter how hard you try, you can't get it out. So you got to live it out. And we agree with you, Rhonda. We agree with you, Rose. It's time for you to step out on faith. God got you.
1251, your microphone's live.
I want to say amen, Apostle, to Beverly and Rose. The old folk man sang the song, if Jesus go with me, I'll go anywhere. Is happy to me wherever I be. He is there. I found it a privilege to my cross to bear. If Jesus go with me, I'll go anywhere. That's what I want to say to Beverly and Rose.
Amen.
Pack up your bag,
amen,
and get to stepping, baby. Come on now.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah,
how I feel of being your sisters and brand new. I'm 67. You know what I did last Friday? I went zip lining. You know what I did two weeks before that? I went to laser tag. You know what I did before that? I got in a kayak at 65 years old. If Jesus be with me, I can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. When you go walking, what the Lord have for you? Your name is Rose.
Yeah.
You got to blossom, baby. Blossom. Come on now.
Yeah.
Beverly, God ain't got no coward soldiers. Come on here. You don't want to come to the end of your journey. My mom used to say, I don't want to come to the setting sun hating myself for the things I've done. If God has given open up or open heaven, it was yours, baby. So you can have somebody else come on into the fold.
Yeah.
You gotta run like never before, baby.
Yeah.
I work with my coworker is 23 years old. I'm 67 years old. The child said, Mr. Nita, you inspire me. I said, child, I'm excited.
Yes.
We might not have had the time to play when we were younger, but we got youth life. We got young life. We got a lot of living to do. The boys want, but 80 years old in the Bible when they say, I know I can take this mountain. Take your mountain, baby. Yes. Come on, baby. Don't let the ink run out. Come on, please. Don't let the ink run out.
Yes. Amen. That's
going on, baby.
Holdman. Glory to God. That's Evangelist Holdman calling from Richmond. Amen. And I agree. I'm excited. Amen. You know, you got to go and do live life and live it to your fullest. The only regrets we have is when we didn't step out on faith. Those are the only regrets that we're going to have. You're not going to regret if you tried something and it didn't turn out quite the way you thought, but you will regret it even more if you never tried. And I always tell people, you're never a failure when you try. You're a failure when you fail to even make an attempt to do it. You got to try and say, God, I'm trusting you that this is the new season of my life. I deserve the blessing. I deserve what's in my heart. I deserve the amazing things that you have for me. And that's for Miss Martin, too. I deserve these things. Miss Martin, that's for you, too. The amazing things, God, that you have, my heart deserves them. I want to be happy. I'm going to step out on faith, and I'm going to trust you. Glory to God. Sister Rhonda?
Okay, that was it.
Glory to God. Amen. Double check to make sure if there's anyone else on the call before we close out.
They keep popping up. I'm going to need y'all to press
keep
one
on
now.
Popping.
Everybody else, press one now.
Amen.
Okay, I think
go
they
ahead.
Hung up now. Oh, I think it disappeared. Amen. Okay, nope, it's back up. Hold on.
Well, okay, go ahead.
5855. Your microphone is live.
Yes, good evening, Apostle Cheryl. This is Jackie Tobin calling.
God bless you, Reverend.
I thank God for you on this evening. Wasn't sure whether I was going to be able to plug in, but you have truly blessed me. Much of what you have said has been confirmation, and I thank God for that, for the season that I'm in. Some of what you are saying tonight is a challenge.
Yes.
And so I thank God for the challenge. So I'm accepting the challenge and just God's blessings upon you as you continue to speak truth.
Amen.
Thank God for you.
Amen. That's Reverend Jackie Tobin calling from North Carolina. Amen. We just thank God for the woman, mighty woman of God. I'm grateful to God all the great gifts that are on the call, and I do have several people that listen in. They never say anything. Some of them are pastors and leaders at other ministries. Some listen online, but I just thank God for the people of God, amen, that are very supportive and that can hear the word where we can get together. I say all the time, iron sharpens iron. You sharpen me, I sharpen you. Glory to God. And there's no dull one in the bunch when we continue to sharpen one another. Amen. And I'm excited. Rhonda, check your board. See if you have anyone else. We don't want to miss out on anybody else tonight because, listen, even as you're releasing your voice, I teach all the time words of spiritual. What you speak out of your mouth will begin to cause a release to you. When you begin to release, some of them I've heard over and over again, this is confirmation. I mean, God said, I've been saying something to you, so now I'm going to say it again. But for some of y'all, this is no more confirmation. This is the last time. You hear God and move. You don't need anybody else to confirm anything. So if it's confirmation, you admit it, but you hear God and move because when you hesitate to move, it says that your fear is greater than your God. And so you got to do something different. And I appreciate that. So press that one on that call if you would like to share anything, if you have a prayer request or a comment, or you just want to say it's confirmation by. Whatever it is, amen, begin to do it because we are speaking at a time where there is coming a great release. God is challenging us to discipline ourselves, and he is preparing us. Glory to God. There are many of us on this call that when we ask for something, that God will do a quick thing. I got some stuff on the table now that I'm asking God for, and I'm believing him to do some stuff for me by tomorrow and next week. There's a because I'm believing that he is doing just what he said he'd do. Amen. He's carving out unique and special releases. Amen. Just for me. Sister Rhonda, double check your board.
There's no more ones as of now.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, I appreciate your time, all the time that you have shared with me. Amen. And I want to ask everyone on the sound of my voice, I have a request for you. I want you for the next 3 days, if you would pray for my sister, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, for just 3 days. However the Lord gives it to you, whatever the Lord gives it to you, whatever he speaks, I want you to pray for my sister. Amen. We believe, God, that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that we can ever ask or think. And so my sister, sometimes she comes under heavy attack because of what she does. She does it from her heart. But I heard a sound in her voice for the last few times that I talked to her, and it's a sound that I don't like. And she's worn out, and I need God to build her up, give her the peace and the relief that she needs, change the day of her life so that things will look good for her and be happy for her, because she loves hard. Amen. She cares about people. She is a blessing. But she's also overwhelmed. Her hands are weighted with a lot of stuff. And I just need it. She has some decisions to make. And sometimes you're torn even in the midst of decisions. But God has her. And so I want you to pray for our sponsor. She covers all of us. She makes sure that we are all connected. And we want God in the midst of while he's doing all that he's doing to remember that there. Amen. Right now, she's out in Long Island, New York, but there his daughter Patricia is with tears in her eyes and heaviness in her heart, and she needs him. There's a song that says, and I need you, God, right away. And she needs him right away. So, Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus that, God, even as we close this program, we pray first for the one that causes us all to gather. Father, you know her heart, her mind, and her every situation. And there have been so many promises down through the years since I've met her about what was going to transpire. And God, in a lot of things, we know not the day nor the hour. But God, I'm asking you to look while this season is open, while we believe the heavens is open, even in New York, that there's an open heaven release over her house right now, God. And, Father, I'm needing you to look down in the midst of that thing, God. Your daughter needs relief. She needs help. She has become so overwhelmed and hurt and wounded and wanting to make the right decision and having to give up so much in her life. And there are just so many other things that she's dealing with. And so, God, I'm asking you, God, to cause a release for Patricia in Long Island, New York. Cause a release for her, God, in the name of Jesus. Her heart has been heavy, but she still cries wholly unto you. She still trusts you and believes you like never before. So, Father, we thank you because you told me this morning, God, that you were going to change her day. So I thank you that her day is beginning to change, God, and that soon and very soon that she will see and understand what it is that you were talking about when you said you were going to change her day. And so, God, I bless you for it. I thank you for all of our callers, our supporters, our listeners, God, those that pray for us and just labor with us. And, Father, I thank you for that and for Eve Glory United Ministry and for just all of the people and Rhonda, Dr. Scott, Pastor Merrill, Father, Lord, thank you, God, for the work of the team and what you will call us to do. Father, we just love you. We just thank you for everyone. We thank you for every person that said this word tonight was confirmation. Let them know not to seek an answer anywhere else. Don't call anybody else for prayer. Don't say that I'm waiting. Well, the Lord said this, because when we don't move on what we know God has said, we said that our fear is greater than our God. But there is nobody greater than our God. So call the people to action that have said this was confirmation. I appreciate this word. I hear what God is saying. I need to move. We cast fear out of their mind, their heart, their emotions. We thinking that no thing, no family member, no house, No house payments, no cars, no nothing will hinder them, no children, no job, no thing will hinder them that now you have called them to action. And there must be a response for what they said you have confirmed in them on tonight. And so, Father, we thank you for disciplining us so that we can get ready to make the necessary moves of our life to live our best days ever. Father, we thank you for financial releases, whatever they need to get them to where they're going, to do whatever they need to do, to have what they need to have, whether it's ministry, job, family, relationship, whatever. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for Sister Hazel. Let her keep the one in her spirit, God. Father, as you create life in the woman of God and continue to surround her with like kind people that will infuse her spirit like never before. We bless your name. There is nobody like our God. Father, we thank you for being a healer. We thank you for my niece, Wanda. God, we thank you for Robert Jr. You know their situation, God, and you are the God that can heal us all. Father, we thank you for my mother, Sonia Bunkley. We thank you for you are the God of grace and mercy that can strengthen and grant us peace and make provisions. Father, we thank you. We thank you for my sister today being her birthday. We thank you for all your people of God. Father, we trust you. We thank you that our faith has been elevated like never before. And we give you all the glory and all the honor. We trust you, God. For there is nobody like our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Rhonda.
We want to thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. I will leave you with the phone number, 302-401-8574. You can call that number to sow a seed and get the address if you want to mail it or throw it over the phone. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.